The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on this lovely planet Earth of ours.
Where are you? I'll tell you where we are. We're in New Jersey, and it is a gorgeous, gorgeous gray day. But the leaves outside are bright yellow and red, a little bit of green, a little bit of brown, but it is quite stunning, and we hope your world is as stunning as ours.
It will be if you are here for it.
The easiest way to be here for it
is by listening.
Today's show, by the way, is Someday My Prince or Princess Will Come. Someday my prince or princess will come.
You know that song? Well, the prince and princess come, and they come again, and they come again. And if you're not there when they come, they keep on going.
Listening creates relationship. It's the very, very basics. So we're going to start back at the basics, because that's always the best way to start when you want to create a relationship.
You know, what do you find interesting? Take a look. Do you find it interesting when somebody talks to you and doesn't hear what you have to say? Or do you find it interesting when they listen to what you're saying and actually are interested in you?
Like interested to hear what you have to say.
From your point of view, as if that's what's important.
Rather than to be interesting back and to make sure that you know that they have an opinion on everything. What's more interesting? Well, being interested in. Did that make sense? I think so. By the way, just a reminder, in case this is your first time with our show, and if it's not, a reminder that we finish each other's sentences. So we don't want you to be surprised by that. You may have already been, but that's our style of communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get with it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, you know,
You see, oftentimes people want us to conform to their style. And if you want your prince or princess to conform to your style, rather than discover their style and have fun with it and be interested in it and get passionate about what they like rather than what you think they should be like,
then it's not the prince or princess will come, it's the eventual toad. Don't forget, at the very beginning of your dating, that is the honeymoon period. They don't change. They just get to be more themselves. So if you're trying to fix them and change them into your ideal, it's going to be a long and painful process.
Well, especially since your ideal was probably put together by you when you were 10 years old.
You know, I remember we had a friend who came to one of our workshops. She currently has a lovely boyfriend. They have recently put households together. But originally what happened was she got a boyfriend, and then she really liked him, and he really liked her, but she wanted him to be more like her girlfriends. So she suggested he make a few changes, and he complied. And then she suggested he make a few more changes, and then he complied. And then she, you know, just did a little more tweaking, and lo and behold, he was a lot like her girlfriends, and suddenly, she didn't like him anymore. You don't want your boyfriends to be like your girlfriends and vice versa. It's about allowing yourself to be with a person who listens to you and who likes you and you like them.
And if the person you're with isn't that person, look further.
However, what we suggest when going on a date is to be with that person as if they're the one. Like, really be with them fully. Now, I'm not suggesting that you have physical intimacy with everybody you date. What I'm talking about is bringing your full self to each date. And by the way, dating isn't necessarily and only when you have, okay, let's go Friday night, 8 o'clock, we'll meet, we'll have dinner, we'll go to a movie or whatever that is. A little date can be when you're ordering your cup of coffee at Starbucks, the person who is across from you taking your order, if you're fully with that person, be they male or female, whether or not you're ever going to see them again, that's a date. If you practice dating in this way, you will be prepared when you come across the person who will eventually be, quote, the one. Each person is the date. Let's talk. Should we talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation, child?
Why don't we?
First principle is this. Anything you resist persists. It grows stronger. It dominates your life.
It certainly does. I notice that. Whenever I disagree with how things are going, I always find myself getting more and more disturbed. You know, when I think it should be a certain way and it goes a different way, I find myself disturbing myself and blaming it on the circumstances. I don't think any of you out there do that, though, do you?
Probably not. You're the only one. Well, I'm the only one who does that, too. Maybe it's us.
Cain.
But maybe it's a Cain phenomenon.
It's a Cain phenomenon, yeah, I'm sure. Okay, so the first principle is anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and it's the only thing you think about and irritate yourself with. Okay, second principle of instantaneous transformation. You can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. You can't be any different than you are right now. In fact, this moment of now is the only moment of your life. Now, what's interesting is if you're listening to this show live, this moment of now is the only moment of your life. And when, if you happen to be listening to this tape, this as an archive download, this is the only moment of your life. Because this is the only moment of your life. The idea of a past is just that, an idea. The idea of a future is, well, that's an idea too, but it won't get here until it does. The future does not arrive before it does, and it always arrives as a moment of now. So you don't have to worry about getting to the future either. All you have to do is be here now. Ooh, I know somebody else wrote a book by that name a long time, Baba Ram Dass, a long time ago.
So Baba Cain just said it again. Be here now. Okay.
Okay, third principle. Anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is without trying to change it or fix it completes itself. So there's nothing you need to do. Our approach is the lazy person's approach to enlightenment. Now, if you like working hard, our approach is the wrong approach.
Switch channels now.
Right. It's like when you're in the airplane and they say, you are on flight number so-and-such, going so-and-such. Well, if you want to work hard and get little results,
and have it be difficult
and arduous, then our approach is the wrong approach.
You're on the wrong flight.
But if you would actually have your life transform effortlessly and easily, then this is the approach. We call it the slack jaw approach to enlightenment, which is based in an anthropological approach, which is noticing what you do, and when you do notice how you're operating into life, you go, huh, I see, I did that.
Right.
And then you move on rather than castigating yourself, beating on yourself, complaining to yourself about how you should have, could have, or would have done it differently than you did.
Now, transformation is inclusive. Change is when you exclude something. You try to move from now to a better version of you. And with the title of this particular radio show, Someday My Prince or Princess Will Come, if you're listening to this, I mean, aside from some of you listen every week, no matter what, But if you've picked this particular episode, chances are you're looking for the prince or princess. So there's two aspects to that. The first is to recognize that that's your desire, that you want someone, perhaps a mate, someone to spend your life with, somebody that's your prince or your princess. And the second thing is to discover how to include that, set it aside, and discover how to be with whoever's in front of you. And really, the person to discover how to be with is yourself. Because if you are treating yourself like you're not enough without this other person, it sets up a foundation that's very faulty to create a relationship with.
Well, it sets up a foundation built on quicksand. Because if you're not enough, anybody who's interested in you won't be enough either. So what we're suggesting you discover is your own perfection, which most of us have a really hard time with because we've been raised in a psychological paradigm that says that there's something wrong with us based on where we came from. And Ariel and I have the idea that there is absolutely nothing wrong with you, even you, and in this moment of now, you're a perfect expression of yourself.
Excellent. So if you start to recognize that you are a perfect expression of yourself, you will likely be able to actually see the person that you're with.
You can actually discover the perfection of each moment of your life. This moment of now is a perfect expression of you, and you can't be different than you are in this moment of now. That's the second principle. Then suddenly there's this possibility of being a yes to how your life is showing up rather than resisting how your life is showing up. And if you're a yes to how your life is showing up rather than resisting it, then the person that shows up in your life may be able to stay because you won't drive them away.
This past weekend, we did a course, Live in the Moment, Not in Your Thoughts, in New York City. And then Monday night, we did Monday Night Alive, as usual. When we're in town, we do that in New York City as well. And it was really wonderful to see what had happened for people who had participated. They really showed up as a yes to the evening. They were showing up as a yes in their life. And each of those people were excellently dateable. Whether they were already in a relationship, they were all more compelling to their partners. And if they weren't yet in a relationship, I would have dated any one of them. So there's really something about being able to say yes to where you are, regardless of the circumstances. And people were talking about really significant circumstances, including being there and having surgery and being yes during the course of that, being able to fully participate in their life. When you discover how to be a yes, your prince and princess will come. That's it for the moment. We're going to take a break. We'll be back shortly.
Come on back and don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to Being Here.
Someday,
my prince.
Or princess,
oh no! This doesn't sound too good. Someday, my princess.
My prince
will come.
Oh, that's for some of you.
Well, that could be. Yeah. Someday, yes, it could be.
And someday, my princess will come.
Right. However, it is for you. We're behind it.
Okay, so we're looking at all the details. A lot of people get really confused around dating. About how to have it work. And the first is, often there's a concept that you have to date one person at a time. And it's not necessarily true.
And here's the other thing. Many times when you date, if take a look, when you date, are you looking for marriage material, or are you going out to have a good time?
Now, some of you may say, oh, I just go out to have a good time. But look if back behind there, there isn't a driving force to have it lead somewhere.
Yeah, it has to go to the next level and the next level and the next level. And, of course, the ultimate level is?
Marriage. Now, I have no problem with people wanting to get married. I'm delighted that I'm married. However,
In fact, we've been married 26 years.
Yes, pretty cool.
A few months.
Yeah. You know, plenty of times, though, when you go out, you're driving toward that rather than being with someone.
Right. It's got to go somewhere.
And that often leads to shrink to fit.
Which is what a lot of people do in order to try to hold on to a relationship, whether this relationship is really working or not.
Now, we often see it with actually both genders. It seems to be a little stronger in women. Let's talk about some of the telltale signs of shrink to fit, because I think if you start to recognize what they may be for you, then you'll realize that you're shaving off the edges of your truthfulness with the person you're dating in order to keep the relationship alive. And our experience is being honest with the person from the start, discovering how to be yourself and express yourself as fully as possible is really the place to start from when having a relationship, because otherwise you get smaller and smaller version of yourself.
Well, here's the thing. If you're a lion and you're pretending to be a mouse in a relationship because you want to keep the relationship alive or continuing, even if it wants to go in another direction. Well, if you're pretending you're a mouse, you're constantly shrinking yourself to be what you think the other person wants. And it may indeed be what the other person wants, but it may, if that's the case, it's not going to lead to a healthy relationship.
Number one, you'll feel frustrated. And number two, you will only attract people who are interested in having mice.
Right.
As opposed to the full-blown lion that you may be.
Lion or lioness, as the case may be.
Now, telltale signs of shrinking to fit. Here's a big one. You find yourself being less effective at work. You're distracted. You're thinking about him or her. You're pining.
If you're a lady, you're writing his last name on your first name to see how it sounds.
You're checking your emails or you're texting at work or you're accepting extra texts from this person at work, which diverts you from what you're up to. And that's one of the first telltale signs. If a healthy relationship actually generates you or inspires you to be more effective in what you're doing and more effective around having extracurricular activities. Having Shia around for me, I'm smarter, better. It's easier, for instance, to take pictures or fish, which are two of my passions, recreation, things that I do. He will often point out, oh, look, Ariel, that's a great shot. Do you have your camera?
So now here's the thing. Ariel's got to be willing to surrender to my point of view to see the picture if she's trying to prove her independence or that she on her own is being the photographer, then she will disregard what I have to say because, you know, that would, in her eyes, from that point of view, make her less if she's contributed to by some mere mortal.
And, you know, from that
perspective, that would be me.
From that perspective, and I've seen it done, particularly when we go to Costa Rica and we do these retreats. They're the winter immersion courses into instantaneous transformation, and you see people interacting with each other, and oftentimes we'll have people coming who are single, and they're looking for a life partner, and it's interesting to see whether or not they'll be supported by the people around them. And if you can be a yes to it, and you can include other people's input so that you are a more fully expressive version of yourself rather than having to prove that you have to do it all alone, it's really exciting. And that's actually kind of what I was seeing on Monday night, where people were really interacting and allowing people to
support
them, and it was so delightful. So being less effective at work is one. Here's another one. We have a friend, Karen, you know who you are, you can tell when the relationship is starting to degrade because she gains weight.
Right.
Overeating can be a telltale sign of shrinking to fit. And we actually knew a woman who this was such a big deal for. We found it to be an actual schematic that a lot of people to fall into. We'll call this woman Diane. She came once for a while to our workshops. She became very fit. She became very dynamic. She was flying at work. She was excited about her life.
And then she went into a post office one day to buy some postcards, and the machine failed. And the postal employee who came out to service the machine and handle her needs with postcards became infatuated with her dynamic love of life, and he asked her how she got that way, and she invited him to come to an evening group with us.
And they exchanged numbers, they started dating. Let's call this guy Tom. And so Tom got very excited. They started dating. They were really happy with each other. And she supported him in going back to school. He got a degree. Things progressed. They got married. And then it was a very interesting thing. He really wanted to be the primary source.
Man in her life.
It kicked in where he had to be the one and only one that she would love. he didn't want her anymore to go out with her friends. He wanted her to be home when he got home. He wanted her only to cook for him and cook and be there and do his socks. And pretty soon, she started failing at work. And pretty soon, she started getting really, really heavy. And then eventually she lost her job and she was only stay at home. And a friend of ours ran into her some time ago and said, oh, why don't you come back? And she said, I can't. I'm too fat. I'm too embarrassed. I'm too embarrassed to be seen like this. This is a person who did the classic shrink to fit. So in the dating process, you may be staying home waiting for his or her call. You may be dreaming about the future rather than being active. Those are all signs of shrink to fit. Do you fit in there?
Hey, I think we've got a call on.
Okay, let's take him. Vin,
are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hello.
Where are you calling from today?
I am calling in from Amsterdam in the Netherlands.
Amsterdam in the Netherlands.
Welcome to the show, Vin. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Yeah, great to hear your voices.
Thank you.
So, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do have a question.
Please.
I liked how you were talking early on the show about seeing every interaction in everyday life as a sort of date.
Yes.
And you've told me that before, and I try that, but there is still such a big distance. So,
what distance from what to what?
Distance between me and the other person. It just doesn't seem like it could go any further than that transaction at Starbucks, for example.
But see, you have one of the common misconceptions. It doesn't need to go any further.
Yeah, and you have an agenda, Vin, whether you hear it or not. We hear it, and the agenda is that a date has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And what we're talking about is a date for the purpose of having a fulfilling interaction in that moment, beginning and end of story. That's it.
Not that it has to lead to another date.
Oh, okay.
See, if you put a pressure on yourself to have it go somewhere, then it probably won't. Or it may, but it may not turn out the way you like. We're suggesting that there are, 7 billion people on the planet. And of 7 billion people, I imagine there's at least 1 or 2 billion that fall into your parameters of dateable. And if that's the case, if you were to date one a day, you'd die long before you ever dated all of them. And if you were to date one a minute, you'd die long before you ever dated all of them. So let's just think about dating as discovering possibilities in people as you come on them, rather than trying to get it to turn out the way you think it ought to.
Okay.
Makes sense so far?
Yes.
Excellent. So that's the first thing. And you know what? It's not going to be long here before we have to take a break. And I'm curious, can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, sure. No problem at all.
That's great.
So I really like, though, that we've started with recognizing that you've been driving to have that interaction go somewhere. And what we're talking about is treating each person as if they're the one. And we're going to leave it at that for this moment. We'll be back shortly with Vin. Come on back and don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, just I noticed that I talked about the course that we did this past weekend, and I haven't let people know what's upcoming. We're doing the Freedom to Breathe Art of Being a Healer Week on December 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
In New York City.
The details of that are up on our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. Basically, what we've discovered is people want to make a difference, and they want to be a healing presence to those around them. It doesn't matter what your profession is, if this is something that you're interested in, this course is the one for you.
And the first day of that course, the Freedom to Breathe, is an opportunity for us to bypass your mind's grasp on your experience of life so that you actually start experiencing your life directly rather than through the filtering agent of your mind. A very exciting course, and we invite you to join
us.
We
actually have folks coming in from all over, quite a few people coming in from Europe. I'm just letting y'all know that you're invited.
Yeah, wherever you are. No pressure. You don't want to come. Please don't. We only want the people there who want to be there.
Yeah.
Like Vin. Are you there, Vin?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, good. So, we were talking a little bit about you on the break.
Okay.
And one of the things that we realize is that you have certain standards in your choice of people to date. So as soon as somebody doesn't fit those standards, which, by the way, were put together by you probably in adolescence.
Standards slash pictures.
Ideas.
Yeah.
And of course, that's normal.
Absolutely,
you know,
normal.
I actually made a pass at Shia. We dated the first time. He's almost a date of last resort.
I was almost a date of last resort. Now I am a highly preferred date.
I mean, but I looked at him and I realized, I thought, he's older than me. I actually thought, oh, he's old enough to be my father. He's a safe date. I can, the person I had put my sights on as marriage material wasn't cooperating. I figured I'd go out with Shia for an evening. We could have some fun. I could relax. I could be myself. I could stop trying to go somewhere. And who knew?
Hello, and behold, here we are, 28 years later, still together, still in a passionate relationship.
But had I only gone by my initial pictures and been defined by that, I never would have given him a chance. And I think that's one of the things, too, is that you don't necessarily allow yourself just to go have some fun and see where it goes. I could not have predicted that it would have been so easy between us.
But here's the other thing. Even if people who are listening are married, they think they know their mate, so they don't really get interested in who that person is in the current moment of now. See, then for you, it's a lot easier than some people in a way, because you are available. You don't have a history with people, so you can discover who they are newly in each moment. But see, but if somebody's married, they think they already know everything about their spouse or in the relationship. They think they know everything about them, and they know all the things that are wrong with them, and they look for those things. See, if you approach dating as an adventure where you're just meeting somebody and you're just finding out about them, getting interested in them, and forget about where it's going to go, where it's going to take you, and if it will turn into something extended over time, but just have some fun, you can have a great life just in that. And since we've already established there's at least 2 billion out there that could fit your criterias. Okay, I exaggerated. 1 billion.
Okay.
Now, aren't you an actuary?
Yes, that's right.
You work with numbers. Man, there's a lot of people. And I bet you if we just had Amsterdam, you're in Amsterdam, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of
people in Amsterdam. How many people are there in Amsterdam?
About 700,000.
700,000. I bet you could find in 700,000, you're an actuary, you know numbers better than I do, but I'd say you could find at least 75,000 that are eligible for your criteria.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
have fun.
If you're not yet, let's go back one step, because I have a picture for you, Vin, of a place, something you might be missing. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
I'm not sure you're romancing yourself.
Okay.
And there's different aspects to romancing yourself. It's like, do you get up, when you get up, do you dress yourself so that you feel good when you step out of the house? Do you do that as a general way of doing or only for special occasions?
I would say only for special occasions.
Right. So I would look at that. You know, I'll tell you something. I have a pair of shoes I really like. When I walk around in these shoes, I feel on top of the world. It's like to put on clothes and to dress yourself in a way that you feel good about yourself when you walk out the door. And I know it's a small thing, but it translates into the big thing. And the other thing is to clean your house so that when you walk in, you feel good about yourself. And it's also a place that you'd feel happy to invite somebody back to, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big one.
I bet it is.
Well, you see, here's the thing, Vin. You want to slow yourself down enough that you complete everything you start in your life. So by that I mean, like, if you take something out of a drawer, do you leave the drawer half open?
I try not to.
You try not to, right. But see, yeah. I'm suggesting that you slow down enough to put attention on everything you do so that you're kind to yourself and you're completing things. So your life is a function of completing what's incomplete, and then that creates space around you where you're not pulled to, oh, I got to do that, oh, I got to do that, oh, I got to do that. Because if you meet somebody and you're pulled to all the things you got to do, you're not there for them.
And particularly if you think, oh, wow, I'd like to invite them back for a glass of wine or a cup of tea or to hang out, maybe we could watch a movie, and you suddenly realize you've left your bed unmade and the dishes in the sink and everything is a mess, you can't, you're not free.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I also go back, I know we touched on it earlier, but it's really about being kind to yourself. You know, you're kind to yourself, and you're going to have the expectation that people will like you, and people do like you, and I'm certain you underestimate how much people like you.
Okay.
True?
Yeah, possible.
Well, you're an actuary. Give us the likelihood that you underestimate it.
Yeah, 100%.
Good.
Well,
thanks for calling in today, Vin.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Really nice talking to you.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, nice talking to you guys.
Okay, bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Well, evening where you are.
We have another caller on the line.
Yep, shall we take her?
Absolutely. Kat, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
From New York.
Excellent.
New York State.
From Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York. Excellent.
What can we do for you?
Well, I guess the question that I have is that I find myself, if I'm interested in a guy, I get really caught up in, like, creating stories and fantasies and, you know, like, in the future about this person, whether we've gone on a date or not. And it just really... Then I find my experience of being with that person is so diminished because I've already created this whole world in my head about them.
Well, let's go back to the three principles of instantaneous transformation. If you resist that's the way your mind is structured, what do you think is going to happen?
It's going to keep doing that.
Right.
And it's going to take over your experience of being with that person.
Right.
The second principle is you can only be that way if you're being that way.
Uh-huh.
And the third principle is if you see it and don't judge it, it'll leave you alone.
So rather than try to be different than you are, which you cannot possibly be, because in this moment of now, you can only be exactly as you are, because it already happened, you see?
Third principle is anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. And one of the
That's non-preferentially.
I know this isn't about the same thing, but I recall when I was changing over the way I was eating, and it was a little bit tough for me. I always wanted to think about what I was going to have to eat for that day. So what I did was I allowed myself to make a menu in my mind, and I recognized that I would rarely, if ever, use that menu. But if it let everything relax, then who cared? If you allow yourself to simply be the way you are without judging what you see, then your attention can go back to being with the person you're sitting across from. We will come back. We'll speak more with Kat after the break.
Yes.
So come on back.
And don't miss...
Being Here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, we were listening to the commercials along with you, and we realized that thousands of you listen to this show each week. You download it or you listen to it live. And many of you are on our email list. If you're not yet and you want to be getting your articles of the month and videos each month, the Excellence Club, go to TransformationMadeEasy.com and join our email list. If you want to step it up a notch, the Premium Excellence Club, for as little as $7.67 a week, you get your own personal video with us working with someone each week. There's a question and answer format where you can write in questions and we answer for subscribers. And there's a special article for subscribers each month as well. So if that's something you want, that's also on our website. And it's
really, really brilliant. We, you know, every Sunday, morning, is it?
Mm-hmm.
A new video is sent out via the internet, and we watch it, and we're inspired by the people we work with.
And what happens.
And what happens, and it supports us in staying in the moment, so it will support you in staying in the moment.
By the way, if you're enjoying this show, don't forget.
Tell your friends.
Tweet it. Facebook it. Send it along.
Right.
Okay, Kat, do we have you back?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Did you enjoy your trip?
Oh, it was great.
Now, I'll bet you something. I'll bet you it's not just with a person that you're dating that you daydream about. I bet you daydream about where your career is going.
Yeah.
So, if you recognize that's just a normal thing, the moment you notice yourself daydreaming, all you have to do is re-engage in whatever's in your environment.
Right, but if you make yourself wrong for it, you fall into the first principle, you see. You can't help but daydream when you're daydreaming. If you notice it, you're already back. If you don't make yourself wrong when you notice it, then suddenly that whole behavior dissolves. still
That's
there?
That's great. Yeah.
Good.
Well, because I took your workshop this weekend, Live in the Moment, Not in Your Thoughts. And
yes.
I guess every time I found myself stuck in my thoughts, especially if it was like a dramatic thought, then I would be like, oh, get out of there. What are you doing?
I know your mom came down from Canada for the course. What happened for you two at being in the course together?
Well, the day after the course, on Monday, after the course ended, we had dinner together, and we talked to each other, and we were able to talk about everything and listen to each other and really just be there with each other and be really open with each other and honest. And it was so nice. It was so nice because we weren't getting defensive with each other, and we weren't being hard on each other. And I don't think I've ever had such a great open experience with my mom before.
I know that's true for her as well, because she was so animated on Monday. She was so excited to be alive. And for all of you out there, by the way, if you want to have your prince or your princess, having your relationship with your parents be well and complete is really a huge, huge benefit and starting point to have a relationship.
Because if there's something out with your relationship with your mother or your father, and you date somebody, you're going to find the same things wrong with that person that you complain about with your parents. And if you're locked into an incomplete relationship with your parents, then you will act out juvenile behaviors where you'll find yourself getting upset over what they say or do or don't do. And this becomes a repetitive thing in all your relationships rather than the possibility of a magical relationship.
And over the course of the weekend, one of the things that Kat noticed, and she's referring to it now, is that she had a tendency to take things into a drama zone, a dramatic way of relating to things. So she would be creating drama in relationship rather than having it be a fairy tale.
Right.
How's work been since the weekend?
I went to work last night, and it was amazing. I've never been, like, more relaxed and more easy with everybody. And there was a point, I'm a waitress, and there was a point where we got an unexpected rush of people, which normally would have just sent me into really getting really stressed out and freaking out and being short with my coworkers. And I was just, I felt like I was floating, like everything was easy. And not like I was rushed at all. It was like more like I felt like a bubble of time and space where there was time to do things, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's great.
You know, Vin, if you're listening, what she's talking about is basically she was able to maintain herself so that she had little mini dates, the interactions with each of her coworkers, with the cooks or the staff in the back, and with each of her customers, even though things got compressed. And those interactions weren't about
getting it over with or getting somewhere.
But that's going to make it much easier for you to date.
Right. Yeah, I felt great at work and after work.
That's great, Kat.
I'm really happy for you. I'm happy for what's happening for you. And by the way, I'm just going to do a little plug for Kat. She's an opera singer, and she's singing the lead. And
she's not only a waitress.
She's singing the lead in Hansel and Gretel coming up this month. So all those of you who know her and are in New York City and want to come see her, it's on the 11th and the 13th?
Yeah, at 7 p.m. I don't know how to get the information out.
Well, they can email us, and we'll send it. But, you know, for those of you in New Jersey on the 13th of November, I highly recommend you go see her on the 11th, because we are speaking at Divine Inspirations Bookstore on the 13th at the same time as Kat. So you'll sing.
She'll be singing, and we'll be talking.
And we're talking about fun as the access way to enlightenment.
And I like that. That's a good topic heading. Don't you think that's a good one, Kat?
Oh, it sounds like a great one.
Yeah, so you'll have, we'll have fun, you'll Hansel and Gretel, and we'll all be happy.
And find all those breadcrumbs, will you please?
I will.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Hey, thank you so much.
Really,
you're welcome.
Really lovely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
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 You know, one last thing before we end the show, because we're getting really close. When you're sitting with somebody, don't compare them to the last date. Don't worry about where it's going. Just allow yourself to be with someone. And if that someone happens to be yourself and you're alone and having a cup of tea with yourself,
enjoy the cup of tea.
Yeah, treat yourself well. Be kind to yourself. And that is the launching point to have your prince or princess.
Otherwise, you'll create the prince or princess turning into a toad.
Oh, we don't like that.
And we don't like that.
Now, that's no fun.
And unless you kiss them a lot, they may turn back into a prince or princess.
I think we're going to go now and practice and see whether that...
really?
Actually, no toads around here, but, you know, kissing the prince can be kind of fun. Hey, thanks for being here today. We'll be back next week, and I hope you join us.
Come on back, and don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.